Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. It's always my delight to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the open line that gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that you can ask your question, make your comment, join in the dialogue and discussion. This is a Q&A broadcast. It's designed around you, our listener. It's designed to have your input and your dialogue and discussion on the issues that we discuss each and every day. As we face the issues, let me remind us once again that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. That is, all that we say, all that we do, all that we respond to, and the manner in which we do it is based on what the Word of God says, is the authoritative book that we use. It is the source book of truth. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, we speak from the standpoint of what does the Word of God say? What is truth? Jesus was asked that question, and he said, "Thy word is truth." So may we have that same mindset and philosophy and feeling that it's the Word of God that is the source book of truth, not just partial truth, tidbit of truth here and there, but is the totality of truth. Whether it be in the realm of the home, or government, or the church, anything in those three categories. In fact, those three categories make up the totality of the Word of God. It covers every issue and everything that could take place in those three realms, and God has already given us the pre-written answer as to what we should do and how we should respond on any of those issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the legal destruction of morality in America. The legal destruction of morality in America. We're dealing with and talking about what is called the Equality Act. The Equality Act is a barbaric, unholy, ungodly, demonic, socialist agenda act. It is in the House and in the Senate. And if that bill passes, it's House Bill 5 and Senate Bill 788. If that bill passes, and they're voting on it in the House tomorrow, if that bill passes the House and the Senate, and if there's some way that it could ever become law, our nation's in deep, deep trouble. We're already in enough trouble as it is. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no morality. There is no morality without God. Without God, there's simply no morality. It's an impossibility to say that we're a moral nation if we've banned God. It's an impossibility to continue to be a moral citizen if we have denied, rejected, and refused God. But perhaps the Socialist Democratic Party should recognize this. It is the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler socialist with their party and their fellowship that have turned their backs on God. They've rejected God in the House. They have omitted the words, "So help me God," from the swearing-in ceremonies and the oaths that are taken by those that are swearing in to give testimony. It was Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee that said, and I quote, this is Steve Cohen, representative from the state of Tennessee, that says, and I quote, "I think God belongs in religious institutions, in temples, in churches, in cathedrals, in mosques, but not in Congress," end quote. Now, if that's not a blatant attempt to diss God and to ban God and to deny God, nothing is. It is the Socialist Democrats that are doing something like Jonah. As I've analyzed this broadcast and what I wanted to say, it's very much like Jonah. Jonah, as you recall, instead of the little book of Jonah, tried to escape God's presence. But I want us to understand God is creator, controller, and sustainer of this old universe and everything that's in it and everyone that's in it. And yet the attitude and the brazenness of the Socialist Democratic Party feel empowered somehow to ban God, diss God, and say no to God. They want America to be like Cuba and the socialist, communist-controlled countries where God has been banned and where Christians and churches are punished and persecuted and prosecuted because of their faith. In fact, I appreciate what U.S. Representative Liz Cheney said. She's a Republican from Wyoming, and she said this in response to what the Democrats are doing. The House Democrats, this is Liz Cheney's quote, the House Democrats have become the party of Karl Marx's party. They become the party of Karl Marx. Now, I don't know how much clearer you can get than that, but I believe she's exactly right. She's precisely right. One of the most telling evidences of this lostness and lunacy of the Socialist Democratic Party perhaps could be found in what is called the Equality Act. The Equality Act. I mentioned that a moment ago. It's House Bill 5 and Senate Bill 788. I want someone somewhere, somehow, some way to please tell me, when did the Socialist Democratic Party become the moral consciousness of America? When did the Socialist Democratic Party become the moral consciousness of America? That it's an impossibility. It's very, very dangerous to somehow, some way, think that you can simply diss God, disavow God, disobey God, and kick God out of the door, and then wonder what we're going to do in case of trouble. Here's an article that says, Stop the Dangerous Fake Equality Act. And this is very, very clear. Could someone please tell me why the Democratic Party has made the protection and promotion of homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and transgenderism their primary mission? I mean, without exception, every single Democrat elected to office these days has this near maniacal impetus toward the homosexual agenda, forcing it into every aspect of American life. They are doing this against the will of the vast majority of the people. It's true. When the American public is asked, what are your main concerns about our nation, discrimination of homosexuality and their cross-dressing buddies didn't even make the list, end quote. Further, the article says, the reason I bring this up, there's the, at this moment, a very dangerous bill gaining a lot of attention in Congress and championed by the House Democrats called the Equality Act, H.R. 5, and in the Senate Bill 788. This bill prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, and other purposes, end quote. If this were to pass, and it could with the help of a few rhinos in the Senate, would force virtually every institution in society, including religious institutions, to hire, to serve, and to bake cakes, and make flowers, etc., and promote homosexuals and individuals confused about their gender identity. And this article further says, the communist takeover of America, 45 goals declared. It's on the Congressional Record, 1963. Congressional Record, Appendix 34 and 35, January the 10th, 1963. And I bring this up that's in this article because it's very fitting for us to understand this Equality Act and how it fits into the ultimate agenda of the takeover of the American system by the Socialist Communist parties. Listen to what this says, and I'm talking about now what's already on Congressional Record that was put there in 1963 by the communist takeover agenda, and they declared their 45 goals. I'm going to read to us just four of those 45 agenda goals. Number 15 was to capture one or both the political parties in the United States. Done. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' association. Put the party line in textbooks. Done. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books and magazines and motion pictures and radio and television. Done. Present homosexuality and its degeneracy and promiscuity as normal and a healthy choice in life. Done. Ladies and gentlemen, this is already taking place and has already happened in part of the socialist agenda for the takeover of America and the Communist Party. This article further says if you read the entire list, you will be stunned of how many of the 45 goals are in place and have been for decades. It covers the takeover of the arts, the churches, the press, and all forms of the media. the courts, and basically all aspects of American culture. Were any of you aware that such a list recorded in the congressional record for the past 56 years existed? Answer to that is no, most are not. And he goes further to say, from my point of view, this Equality Act is nothing more than an attempt at forcing you and me and every business, big and small, school, every school, regardless of grade level, every church and religious organization, regardless of the denomination, to accept the homosexual agenda or suffer at their many consequences for not doing so. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the legalization of the destruction of morality in America through the Equality Act, as it is called. It is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Without God, there is no morality. Without God, there's no morality. And the Socialist Democratic Party have already admitted that they have banned God from every aspect of what they're doing. And it was verbalized in the Well of the House and authorized by Jerry Nadler when there was an attempt to put back in the swearing-in oath under God, or so help me God, and they refused to do it. And Jerry Nadler says, that's the way we're doing it here, and we're not changing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep, deep trouble in America because we're not recognizing from the higher stages and the levels of American governance that without God, there's simply no morality in our nation. When did the Socialist Democratic Party become the moral conscience for America is my question. But ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in serious jeopardy. If H.R. 5 and Senate Bill 788, if they pass in the House and the Senate, and it somehow, some way becomes law, that Equality Act, if it becomes law, it will be, according to Concerned Women for America, one of the most dangerous, destructive things that could take place. Here's an article from Concerned Women of America. It says, tomorrow the House votes on H.R. 5, the Equality Act. The bill would make sexual orientation and gender identity a protected characteristic by redefining the word sex under federal law, and thus would erase the protected category of sex, harming all women. Not only this, but the Equality Act prohibits anyone from making a claim or raising a defense against this special protection under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, better known as RFRA. The Equality Act is a blatant effort to diminish religious freedom and force people of faith to conform to the gender ideology under the threat of law. The Concerned Women of America further says in this paragraph, we affirm the differences between men and women, but the Equality Act will erase those distinctions, making gender identity a protected class on the level of sex means women and girls will lose out. Because of similar state laws, women have lost lost to men in women's sports in Connecticut and Minnesota. Women in California at the homeless shelters are forced to share intimate spaces like bathrooms and shower rooms and locker rooms with trans-identifying men who sexually harass them. In Georgia, a kindergarten girl was assaulted in a school bathroom by age of 7, identifying as a girl. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep, deep trouble. It's bad enough that across America we have a network of the equality movement, Equality Jacksonville, Equality Florida, Equality whatever state you might call it, all of it organized and instituted several years ago, started across America through at that time, a 47-year-old pedophile that was about to be convicted of raping a 10-year-old boy when he paid something like $250,000 to the parents of the boy to prevent him from testifying in court. Therefore, he was he was not tried and therefore not sentenced to life in prison for pedophilia. That's the gentleman. That's the dude. That's the individual that heads up the Equality America and Equality Movement in every state across America that's attempting to do so. And now they have paid enough congressmen. Now, I say that openly, candidly, bluntly, de facto. They have paid enough into the coffers of the election campaigns of those wicked leadership in the House and some in the Senate that they put enough into the coffers that they are now being the go-to persons, the lackeys, if you will, to get this bill introduced. And it's on the fast track. They're voting on it, as I said, tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in serious trouble when we realize what is taking place. I believe concerned conservative Christians need to bombard the House and the Senate telephones today and say no, no, no to this attempt to take over the morals and the ethics and the values by this unholy, ungodly, demonically prepared bill. Now, I don't know if I can say it any clearer than that. In fact, here's an article that says the Equality Act is incompatible with God's word, according to some of the top Christian leaders in America. This article says, and it's about a three-page article, I'll read two or three brief paragraphs. The Equality Act in Congress, which would embed the LGBTQ agenda in U.S. federal law, is being blasted by a who's who of Christian leaders. A letter Monday from 21 leaders to the Republicans and Democrat leadership in the House and the Senate declares their adamant opposition to the poorly named Equality Act, end quote. Quote, we, the undersigned, cannot remain silent concerning a dangerous bill pending in Congress known as the Equality Act, H.R. 5 and S. 788. Not only is it incompatible with God's Word, the Bible, and the historic teachings of the Church, but the Equality Act is also riddled with threats to religious liberty and the sanctity of human life. This article goes further. The letter was sent to the Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, because in their proposal, the letter also went to other Republican leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, if this bill passes, it will absolutely be very, very destructive and will cause absolute denigration and destruction of morals and ethics and values in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The call-in number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the legal destruction of morality in America, and it's being attempted through the Equality Act, being promulgated and pushed through Nancy Pelosi and her group of socialists in the Democratic Party today. No longer is it a Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the socialist agenda to take over America and destroy America's constitutional liberties and to destroy the representative form of government that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that every concerned Christian, every conservative needs to, as I said a moment ago, bombard the telephones of the House and the Senate and say, don't you dare vote yes on that bill. Vote no. That is the demand that we should make as citizens. So just what is the Equality Act? And just how will it affect American citizens if it is passed and becomes law? I've listed in my communication today about 14 different things. Time may or may not allow me to go through the list of 14 things, but I have studied the act. I've looked at the verbiage of it. I've studied what it says and what it intends to do, and I've taken from that, extracted from that, a list of about 14 things that I believe we need to understand that will take place if this bill passes and becomes law. Number one, it will modify the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include gender identity and transgenderism the same as skin color and ethnicity. You get what I'm saying? The 1964 Civil Rights Act talked about ethnicity and skin color. And if this bill passes, it is designed simply to be a rider and to modify the 1964 Civil Rights Act that will include gender identity. I call it sexual dysphoria, gender identity, and transgenderism, and it will become the same as skin color and ethnicity as far as the rule of law is concerned. Number two, this act would destroy gender in America. No male, no female, just gender identity. It will be destructive for every girl, every woman, every child in America. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, God said in Genesis 1:27 that he created male and female, created he them. He created two distinct genders, and there's no such thing as a transgender. There's no such thing. By the way, I've got a sheaf of articles where scientists and others that have their heads screwed on straight have said there's no such thing as transgenderism. You might change some of the bodily organs, but you do not change the DNA. Transgenderism is a hoax on the general public. It's a lie. It's a demonic lie from the pits of hell, and we're brainwashing our kids in the educational system today to believe that's possible. Read an article just this morning where an 8-year-old boy is being dressed as a girl and is going in drag, and parents taking her into barrooms and lounges to dance in drag, and it's an 8-year-old kid. Ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying this and future generations. If this bill passes, it'll be all over with. It'll be done, save the intervention of God if he were to do so. I believe, and I'll say this in view of what I'm about to tell you, I believe God's on the verge of judging America for our turning our backs on God, denying God, and spurning God, trying to remove crosses, removing prayer, and trying to become an atheistic, hedonistic nation. I believe God is on the verge of judging America. And it just very well may be that this act, this Equality Act, as it is vaguely called, could be the very thing that brings in God's judgment. The third thing, ladies and gentlemen, churches will be forbidden to print, publish, or distribute any literature against homosexuality, the LGBT movement. Hear me. Churches will be forbidden to print, to publish, or distribute in a public forum any literature that's against the homosexuality and against the transgenderism and the LGBTQ agenda. Now, I don't know if that scares you, and it scares my socks off, in the realization that we have that liberty. And the Bible is very, very clear about the fact that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. And that's in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through verse 32. You find that they have given up on God. They've turned their backs on God, and God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. That is, God has released them to their own doings and to their own destruction. And ladies and gentlemen, the fourth thing that this Equality Act will do, the Equality Act openly contradicts the Word of God. God's Word says God created male and female, not shems and hers and hims, but God created man and woman. It will absolutely be an affront, and it contradicts this act, the Equality Act, H.R. 5 and Senate Bill 788, absolutely defies and contradicts the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And perhaps you say, well, I know the Word of God, so it won't bother me. Perhaps you say, well, I've trained my kids all right, it won't bother them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what is taking place with the drawing of the net, not just for this generation, but for all of the generations in the future for the United States of America. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the potentiality of destroying, by legal means, destroying the morality in America. Number five, churches would be committing an illegal act if they require their employees, listen to me, churches would be considered committing an illegal act if they require their employees to abide by their biblical beliefs about marriage and sexual morality. It would become illegal. Christians today that believe that we need to adhere to the Word of God and what the Bible says about biblical marriage and about human sexuality, if we were to sustain what the Word of God says, then we as Christians, we in churches, we would be considered breaking the law if we require employees to abide by that. In fact, it would put churches in a position that you must hire homosexuals, you must hire pedophiles, you must hire those that feel that they're transgendered, you must hire those that are confused and have sexual dysphoria. That's the simplistics of it. Number six, it will force religious employers to pay for gender transition and other medical radical procedures that violate biblical teachings. You hear me? It will force religious employers, that's churches, religious organizations, mission organizations, every religious organization will be under federal law required to pay for gender transition surgery or any other medical procedure that these Looney Tunes in the LGBTQ community want to have done. The whole idea, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, my wife can tell you, I said 25 or 30 years ago, the main agenda, the ultimate end goal of the LGBTQ, the homosexual community, their ultimate goal is to break down the wall of the churches. And here is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and these other agenda-driven people in the House that do not know God, that have absolutely refused God verbally, openly, and publicly. It is their agenda to bring this about, and they're simply carrying the water for the LGBT transgendered community that's pushing this from every corner of the nation, the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, number seven, this act, that is the Equality Act, will completely eliminate the Religious Freedom Restoration Acts of 1990s. You say, what is the, it's called RFRA, the Religious Liberties, Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It was introduced and passed in the early, the late 90s in the state of Florida. Just about every state passed it. Then on the federal level, they passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which provides the, and it allows Christians to use that as their defense against having to be involved in, like the cake bakers that are Christians and the flower artists that are Christians, etc. It has allowed all of those religious people that have come under the scrutiny of the LGBTQ, it's allowed them to use the Religious Restoration Liberties Act, religious freedom restoration act has been used as a defense. This provision, Equality Act passes, the provisions preventing Christians from using religious freedom as a defense against the LGBTQ and its demands will then become that which is absolutely unacceptable and illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we ought to do as Christians. We need to take a stand and say no. We need to take a stand and say, come and get me if you please, but I'm not backing down. I'm not shutting up. I'm not going into the closet. I'm not being silenced. I believe Christians have been silent too long, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's allowed this to come about. We're in the position we're in today because of multitudes, and perhaps you're listening, that you've sat back and you've said, I don't need to do anything. I don't need to make a call. I don't need to send an email. I don't need to write a letter. And this fellow like Pete Buttigieg, the mayor in South Bend, Indiana, that's laughing in God's face, spitting in God's face, and absolutely taunting Vice President Pence because of his queerism, his homosexuality, his sodomite lifestyle, and yet saying that he's a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that's difficult and bad now, that will permeate and that will be the pervasive acts in America if we allow this bill to pass. Number eight, the bill forces Christian organizations to choose between their biblical faith and the violation of the Word of God. Number nine, this bill creates a universal right to abortion on demand. Hear me, this bill, if passed, creates a universal right of abortion on demand at any stage of that child's development. Number 10, this bill, the Equality Act, gives Christians and people of faith an ultimatum. Ultimatum is this: change your faith based on life and practice, or face the strong arm of a socialist government and prosecution and ultimate punishment. You like that option? You want to have that kind of lifestyle in America? Sit back in silence, do nothing. I believe we need to blow the telephones up, that is, philosophically speaking. That everyone needs to call today the House and the Senate and say, don't you dare pass that demonic act called the Equality Act. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians and people of faith will have the ultimatum. Change your faith based on life and practices, or face the strong arm of a socialist government and its punishment and persecution and prosecution. Number 11, this so-called Equality Act will do these things. This is an elongated, listen carefully. If this act passes, called the Equality Act, it will open all showers, all bathrooms, all locker rooms, all dressing rooms, in every area, in every school, in every public building, in every church, every religious building. If the church, the religious building, is open to the general public events, it will open the bathroom doors, the shower room, locker rooms doors to men that want to be women, and will allow the perverts and the pedophiles into the ladies' areas. No more men's room, no more ladies' room, no more locker rooms that are sequestered for the privacy of the most intimate moments in a human being's life. Now, I don't know about you, but that's horrific in my thinking, and yet that will become federal law. This will be the ultimate accomplishment of the LGBTQ and the socialist Marxist agenda for control of America. Number 12, this bill, if passed, is a veiled attempt. Listen to me carefully. This is basically an overview umbrella of it all. This bill, if passed, is a veiled attempt to ban churches, to ban Christianity, to destroy religious liberties in America. Remember, the only thing now that keeps God's judgment at bay is that we are salt and light and God's people in the church, that we still continue to keep on keeping on in our nation today. I believe with all there is in me, that is the only thing that's holding back the hand of God in God's judgment on our nation, is that we keep standing as salt and light as Christians. Two more things quickly before our broadcast closes today. We're talking about the Equality Act. Number 13, this bill is designed and worded and planned to closet Christians, that is, put us in the closet, to close churches and silence any public display of crosses and any mention of Jesus Christ. That will absolutely destroy public Christianity in our nation. In fact, as someone has recently told me because they've been castigated for saying something about someone's lifestyle as a sodomite, They said, this person said to me, said, it's all right if you keep Jesus in your truck. It's all right if you keep Jesus in your car. It's all right if you keep Jesus at home. It's all right to keep Jesus in the church, to keep him sequestered. But don't you dare bring Jesus out publicly and talk about him. That will become federal law, ladies and gentlemen, if this bill passes. Number 14, and finally, this bill legislates the educational process. It, in the literature, in the books, from kindergarten 4 through colleges, the curriculum will be advocating for promoting the LGBTQ agenda and will have nothing but the neutrality of sexuality and the gender identity goals for America. I simply say, God help us to recognize where we're headed and what's taking place in our nation. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the Equality Act would impose left-wing LGBT curriculum on the whole nation. The Equality Act, if passed and signed into law, would add gender identity, sexual orientation to the list of classes as race, color, religion, sex, and national origin protected in the Civil Rights Act. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the law, if this passes, requires gender identity and gender orientation to be part of all the curriculum. And may I say, this is already happening in several states in America. We don't want it as a nation. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.